America's floating city in the South China Sea. It's 0600 hours when a voice crackles through the loudspeaker and into the cabins of the roughly 5,300 sailors, civilians, and pilots who live aboard the USS Carl Vinson, who is on an historic visit to Vietnam. And another day begins on what they call their floating city. By day's end, more than 100 sorties will have been launched, flying out over the disputed waters of the South China Sea. One of America's longest-serving Nimitz-class aircraft carriers, the Vinson, dropped anchor on March 5th in waters near Da Nang, Vietnam, midway through a deployment that has already sent its formation of ships to Hawaii, Guam, and the Philippines. The mission marks a strengthening of regional ties, especially with former American foe Vietnam. It's the first time a U.S. carrier has visited the country since the war ended more than 40 years ago. "Truly, it's a huge deal," says Vice Admiral Philip Sawyer, commander of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet, in Vietnam for the visit. Consul General Mary Tornoka, based in Ho Chi Minh City, says the U.S. could not be more optimistic about our shared future together. China may not share that enthusiasm. Beijing considers most of the South China Sea its sovereign territory and has militarized several small islands and reefs in the waterway. The Philippines, Vietnam, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei all lay claim to parts of the waters, through which nearly a third of global trade passes each year.